A wall of ocean pushed me beneath the surface. I fought my way up into the air as the water rose and twisted violently. I tried to remember where I was. The tossing of the ship had swept me into the sea. I had no idea how long I'd been in the water, but recalled seeing the broken mast come hurtling toward me. But I could remember nothing else. Over the sound of the wind, I thought I heard Robard screaming, but it sounded faint and far away. Also, I tasted blood in my mouth. The moon was completely obscured by the storm clouds. It was so dark that I couldn't see anything. As I came to my senses, I was completely disoriented by the sensation of the angry sea rising and falling. I could not tell up from down. I only knew I was wet, and frankly, a little tired of it all. Bursting through the water's surface, I sucked in fresh air and felt for the satchel around my neck and shoulder, relieved to find it still there. The rushing sound of water behind me rose again, and I hollered out a curse. But the water was on me now, and I dipped violently in the trough before the wave threw me into the air. I hit the water on my back with a smack, and the breath was pushed from my lungs. Another wave carried me up and then dashed me down again, and I collided with something hard. At first I thought it was a rock, but when the waves subsided, my feet touched the sea bottom. More waves crashed into me, but when they returned to the sea, I could stand. I didn't know which way to turn in the darkness, with the howling wind and rain pelting my face. But then, as if God wanted to give me a fighting chance, or else keep me alive a bit longer to further torment me later, a flash of lightning flickered across the sky, and in a brief instant, I saw land ahead of me, a shoreline with trees and rocks in the distance. Shouting in glee, I scrambled in the direction the lighting had shown me, the water growing shallower with each step, and before long, it reached only my waist, then knees. With every last ounce of strength, I splashed forward until the sand was under me and I collapsed to the ground. I woke to the taste of sand. It was salty and gritty, and light was coming from somewhere. Where were Robard and Mariam and the dog? Why couldn't I see them? But then I couldn't really see well at all, as my eyes were full of sand. I blinked to clear them, and only partially succeeded. It was relaxing to lie so peacefully. But I made the mistake of trying to lift my head, and the world spun away from me. I sank into unconsciousness. When I came to again, I was no longer moving, but was still very wet. Opening my right eye, I wiggled my fingers, delighted to see that they worked. I'm not sure how much more time passed before I tried to move additional body parts. I clenched a fist. No pain. Sore everywhere, I drove my fist into the sand, lifting myself up on one arm. It was daytime now, and the sun was high in the sky, so it must have been nearly noon. There was a line of trees about 200 yards farther inland. Pushing myself up to my hands and knees, I winced when pain shot through my left knee. I had a vague recollection of hitting it on something the night before while thrashing about in the waves. My right elbow also throbbed, but didn't feel broken. When the dizziness passed, I finally stood. My back wouldn't straighten all the way, and I wondered if my ribs were broken. I looked at the now calm sea. There was no indication of the fury it had unleashed on me the previous night. Looking up and down the beach, I could see only a league or so in each direction before the shoreline bent out of sight. "Robard!" Mariam! I shouted. But no one answered. Only the squawk of a few shorebirds disturbed the quiet.